5:30 if we could stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Okay. Item 3, under board business, discussion of the levy campaign. And before we get started, I guess, just to get started, I did, when I had my discussion with Mr. Dunn, we did just touch briefly on, obviously this is new to myself. I've not had under my junior year, as some reporters like to say, a freshman, sophomore, junior year, have had the ability to do this, run a levy. Obviously, this is very important, and Mrs. Bennett did email myself to get moving on this, and this is very important, so thank you for that. So I guess I'd like to start the conversation with Mrs. Hagenbusch, and obviously we have the issue numbers, number 14 and 15. So if you could just get started on the shortfall from the state, the 400,000, and how we got to where we were at with the need.
It's what we talked about before, that the state cut. We were getting tangible personal property reimbursement amounts of $453,307 a year. We'll get that this year, and then future years, we got it last year. This year we'll get $189,000, and then in the future years we won't receive any of that. That's the largest hit to what we weren't expecting. So we were expecting to get $2.2 million. We're getting $642,000. That's a shortfall of $1.6 million over 5 years.
$1.6
million. Just going through 2019. But we had it in our budget going forward, so.
And then that'll put us in the shortfall of what year in your five-year forecast?
2018.
And then Mrs. Webble, you had that in your finance committee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you sent us all the emails?
Yes. Yes, that had started there. So, finance committee is obviously to watch the budget. And we were doing great until it came to what, September, October? And the rug got pulled out from underneath us. Because we were scheduled to be in the black until like 2019.
I think you're right.
Yeah, close to 20. So that was, so it's in the last quarter of the year, we find this out, and then that's why we have to put it on the march.
So the need is there.
Yeah.
And it was looming anyways. It just became more apparent quicker. But with a 1.9 levy, you can only operate so long with that without increasing it. Not bad.
And Mr. Dunn, you and your staff have obviously taken a look at where you can on cutting, where you can. And
yeah, I mean, you'd have to go back to really take a look and understand that. You'd have to go back basically 9 years, because 9 years ago we were looking at moving red that year. We had a levy on the ballot that failed, an operating levy, and so we reduced, from a central office perspective, we increased open enrollment to generate as much revenue as we could, and we got away from looking at each of our elementaries as separate entities, and that enabled us in a couple of places to reduce teachers there. So, yeah, that's one of the difficult things about trying to reduce in any way at this point. It's easy to forget that you went through that phase 8 years ago of reductions, and it's not like we brought those people back. Mm-hmm. So we continue, in my opinion, to operate about as leanly as we possibly can. We're on a very lean budget, and there's really not any areas that we can cut that, you know, one of the things that I frequently have said is we don't want to cut any programs that impact what our students are able to do. And that's where we're at.
Mr. President, conversations that I had with the principal echo the same thing that Mr. Dunn has said, as far as there were cuts a while back and those positions haven't been replaced. But just like anything else, things are running smooth and everything, you know, from that. So, I mean, you know, based on my conversations, it's much needed right now. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of give feedback from recent conversations. So
there were cuts back then, but whenever a position comes open, we reevaluate it.
Right. They said the same thing.
Even those one-time cuts were taken, we're always evaluating. We're always, you know, and when we combine jobs and you know, not, you know, laid anybody off, but then we don't replace people.
Right.
So.
And that's a good point, because we have made it our practice to evaluate every position as it comes up.
Sure.
So I guess to make sure that the public's aware that this administration has done a good job of making sure that they've done everything that they can. And obviously our treasurer has taken a look and made sure that everything has been gone through, and obviously you've taken care of that and made sure the need is there. So thank you for that. So moving forward, we know that we have the need. We have the issue numbers. So, Mrs. Bennett, and you called and you wanted to make sure, and obviously this was on your umbrella last year with making sure that this levy, we voted for it last year.
Right, we voted for it in what, November and then December?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Or December and December. I don't remember which it was. Yeah.
Okay.
So when the email came out, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So obviously we have a good team now. So did you want to have discussion about a committee?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a voting date of March 15th, which doesn't give us a whole lot of time. I mean, as we've done before, I mean, Cindy, you've been on a number of levy campaigns. I've been on a few as well. Obviously, we need a committee. We need someone to help lead up the committee. I mean, I just kind of made a list of things that I would like us to talk about and get moving on. Signs, flyers, a community night, going door to door, paper drop, and of course, fundraising. We cannot use, I think everyone knows this, but maybe not, we can't use any school funds to promote a school levy, so we have always relied upon people making personal donations to a levy committee, so that because signs aren't cheap, making copies of flyers aren't cheap, and things like that. So I know, Denny, you've always done a wonderful job putting together signs for the bond levy and the other operating levies that we've done. Exactly.
Here, so, he did a mock-up.
It's based on a previous, I think in 2012 was almost identical. I just modified it a little bit. One of the things I thought about, because Mrs. Bubble had contacted me to see if I had stuff on files from the past, and basically my thought was, right now, not knowing, having served on at least a dozen committees myself, I know that passing levies around here is not the easiest. So I designed it in a way that, like, the issue numbers could either be taken off where they're in a location where, if necessary, we could cover them up with different numbers in the future. But I figured if we kind of keep the same base of the sign going, then it would be a lot easier to use them. I don't even know that, in my opinion, that the issue numbers are as critical as just getting the promotion out there that the schools have ledger and need for these classes.
suggested.
Don't like your pictures.
I think that would be a discussion of the committee and obviously the board to decide if the issue numbers are that critical. Because I know, like, in Norton, when you go to the voting booth, the only school issues on there are going to be Norton City Schools. It's not going to be any other school district. So it's not like we're confusing people by not having them there. So I think that's a discussion that needs to happen. But, you know, we kind of tagged the phrase excellence worth keeping in 2012 when we went up for the 1.9 bond issue operating levy. And it seemed to be well received back then. And I think this encapsulates both issues, the operating as well as the security, by maintaining the excellence that we already have. So I think both of those issues would certainly contribute to maintaining what we already have.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know that we absolutely have to come up with someone tonight to lead the committee, but within the next week or two, we need to have somebody who's willing to lead the committee. We can obviously start on all these other things, though. I mean, coming up with a date where we have a community night where people can ask questions, we can present, you know, more in-depth detail. I would expect Mr. Dunn and Ms. Hagenbusch, both of you, to provide some type of presentation. I know we have, you know, at least one more board meeting before March 15th. So I would imagine, you know, talking about it then as well. But I think we need to get moving. We need to get things rolling. With a lot of people involved, we can do this.
We do need to get the signs ordered
yes.
Because it takes, you know, a while for them to come in. That's the most pressing thing.
Is there somebody here that wants to be the community leader? Is there somebody here that's volunteering that want to do that? Kevin, you're laughing right there.
I think we're burned out. I'm a little spent on that. But
Jennifer, what does that entail? Maybe that'll help.
It's a lot of coordinating all of these things, and it's keeping on track on top of all of these things. Now, like, a lot of this stuff can be, you know, divided up amongst people, but you need somebody who's going to be the face for the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in talking to people, and for instance, if we do a community night, that person I would expect to speak as well. So, and I think, you know, speaking to some of the school groups, that could be broken down among board members or the committee leader or other volunteers, but we need someone who's going to be on top of this stuff to make sure that everything keeps moving along.
I see Mr. Starling thinking back there like he has interest.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
If you look at me, I'm going to say Dr. David France would be my guy. He doesn't want me to say that.
What about?
This would be.
I do actually have a person in mind.
Do they know you have them?
She's going to find out in about half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Are you married to her?
No.
It's a short amount of time. It's a lot of work in a short amount of time. If that helps sell it.
Yeah, it's not that much work. It's organizing. Because, you know, somebody can take on sign locations. Somebody can take on doing the flyers, you know,
for instance, if there's anybody here tonight who would like to do for sign locations, if there's anyone that would want to volunteer for that, I mean, we could divide this up and then.
When you mean sign locations, are you actually talking about somebody who will go to the address and drop off the signs?
Who will get addresses, coordinate the addresses.
Okay.
I mean, we've done it, when we did the last couple levies, we broke it down.
Do you have a list already?
No.
No?
We broke it down, you know, where people were placing signs.
Yeah.
But we had to keep a list so that you want to make sure all the areas are covered.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sams, from past experience, like, you can typically go back to certain people, but we found that when you go back, there's a lot of people that either their kids have graduated and all of a sudden they have no interest in the schools anymore or whatever, so it's hard to keep going from an old list. So we kind of just relying on current parents and, you know, finding locations on main roads that people are frequently traveling.
Yeah, depending on how many signs you get.
I helped with the last two levies, and I can do the sign. I don't want to be the face of the committee by any means, but I can organize the signs and the sign locations. And I do think that was a big thing before because people were basically saying, just because I voted for it last time, don't assume I'm going to vote for it this time. They want to be asked, and then you kept a list of their address and that whoever confirmed, whether it be, you know, like Denny's neighbor, and he confirmed that they want to have the list, you know, they'll have a sign in their yard, then just whoever put them over confirmed from the committee. I'd be glad to help with that as far as organizing and stuff.
Well, as far,
thank you, Angie.
Yes, thank you.
As far as, I mean, unless it's a conflict, I will help you place signs if you give me addresses and stuff. If we're allowed, I will do
oh,
that.
Yeah.
I can,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No,
you're not allowed. You're mandated.
Okay, good.
Well, sorry.
I will, Angie, I will work with you.
Should like I put that in the notes? Said,
I will run signs around and help you with that as far as placing.
I will as well.
Because this Friday is community night too, so just so community night, yeah, and community night at Death
Club. Everybody, and not just, and in the rest of the ballrooms and wherever we can get the girls in.
This Friday night would, or even the girls' night, but this Friday night would probably be a great night to.
Youth night is perfect.
It's a great turnout. It's a free night, so you'll have a lot of people coming.
And you're hitting exactly on that demographic of newer parents, newer younger students.
This is where here for the basketball game. Mm-hmm. Okay, what time does it start?
Usually six.
Okay.
So really, as I say, I won't be able to get there until 7 because of.
Cindy, you'll be passing out pepperoni rolls.
Flyer together before Friday.
Yeah. How do we know?
What about a list of where they could sign
that
up?
That too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean we can
that's
have a clipboard there.
Not
yeah.
Wait, but the flyer sheet.
What is the flyer sheet?
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Well, I think the one thing that we haven't touched on is what it's going to cost a $100,000 household.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be included on there.
What is it
going to
cost?
It's $8, right? Yeah, wasn't it?
A month? Yeah, $8.46 for the 2.9, and for the safety levy, it's $1.17.
Okay. Per 100,000.
Per $100,000 home.
It's a 2.9 mil
for the property. And just for general purpose. 2.9. When I dropped these, I asked her to rebook it up. The average price of a home was
135,000. Here, if you guys want those.
But that's those are like the real estate values, not necessarily what the
Summit County auditor usually has it less.
Typically, is lower than what the real estate values are.
So
how can we move forward? What have we done in the past regarding finances? To obviously, we need to move quickly, like order signs 2 days ago. Yeah. But how does that? I mean, how can we overcome that?
Board members always fork out some money,
but, and that's fine. Yeah.
We do have a little bit of money. I contacted Lisa Stemple, and we have a little bit of money there. It's just like a little over $1,000.
Okay.
And we don't, you know, you don't want to drain it completely, but we have some money there. Signs are going to, if we order, Jennifer and I talked about this today, if we order 250, it's going to be $512 plus shipping. We're hoping that, well, Jennifer has some stakes. We need people just to borrow their stakes from the, have some too. I already gave all mine for the last couple bond issues, so I'm out.
Yeah.
But because they're like 70 cents a piece, and just borrow them and give them back, you know, we'll save some money.
Mm-hmm.
So printing shouldn't be that much.
I can tell you, we still have some stakes from previous levies. Problem is, a lot of them are broken or rusted out and stuff, so we've been reusing ones from previous campaigns enough that I think we're at a point we need to borrow or buy some more.
Yeah, I mean, we can buy some. It's just
we prefer.
Oh, yeah, I have.
I've got 100 of them in the back of my truck right now.
Steaks?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You can't prepare.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of signs back here that some of them are yours too.
You were taking my signs.
He's the one.
I picked them up.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my storage back there. My
well, you
is that the weight for your truck?
I'm unloading right now.
Exactly.
Right
that's
just
where they're at.
Stakes.
Well, I'm 100 short, so I may have 100.
Well, whatever we can do there. But
no, I, yeah, I, whatever. However
well,
we
did everybody have the same style?
I think they're all.
You're getting corrugated. Yeah.
Because we used to get the different ones because we used to have a bunch of signs that slid over. Yeah. Then we had the one stake and we had the two stake.
That's what I.
Yeah. No, these are the.
They're all the same.
Cardboard ones. Yeah, I can order them. I can if we come up with a design. I can order them tomorrow. I just put on my credit card and then I have the levy committee reimburse me because. I don't know how long it's going to take, but if it takes a couple weeks, we're only 6 weeks out anyway, or 7 weeks. I'm not sure.
I know the company. I mean, the company I went through was like 3 days.
Okay.
And it was pretty quick. Sign Outfitters, or so I could email you.
Yeah, give me.
You just email me your design, and I forget what it was. It wasn't that much per sign, but it was 3 days.
Yeah. So. Okay. I don't know how long these people are either, but they're the cheapest I found.
I think this is nice for a sign. Do we agree with that?
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, the only question is, like Denny said, is the issue numbers. Do you want them on there or do you not? I mean, the only thing that would help with is probably another issue, or if it comes back up, something else, and reusing them.
I'm not necessarily implying that this one were to fail or whatever. I'm just saying.
Right.
Just for future use, we don't have to keep spending
$500 right.
Some dollars.
Right. I think it's a great idea.
Do we have any from last time? If this was similar?
Vote for.
I'll have to look. Like, there seems to be like an over. Like, when we collect them at the end, a lot of them end up down in the stadium. They're kind of under a lot of dust and dirt and stuff. So I'll have to go down and look. I don't remember if we have any from this because that was 2012. I know that we have a lot of the bond issue ones, but those are very specific to the bond issues. So.
What if we took that off and just put vote yes?
Well, the reason I use the word for is on all of the
ballot for against.
It says for and against,
right.
Not yes. And I just, in my mind, when you're reading those signs, I want for to be committed in your memory, not the word yes, just because that's what the language on the ballot.
So if you took issues 14 and 15 off, would you just make this larger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, there's enough white space there. I could even make those black boxes slightly larger or something. And that's an easy fix. I mean, I could do it. If you guys are okay with that, then Sydney, I can get that to you tomorrow morning sometime.
Yeah, whatever you decide.
What you guys, have been successful with, not, you know, with levies, and I mean, what are some of the things, and I know times are different, but that we have done as far as community engagement that have helped pass those that we can maybe try to continue?
The last couple, I'll be honest, like with the last operating and last bond issue happened in the fall, so that just the turnout in the fall definitely helps, plus the Cider Fest is at that time, so you can always promote stuff there. But really, I firmly believe in this community. It's personal contact and really talking to the people that are close to you and saying, look, this is important for our community, it's important for me, my kids, whatever. I feel like that's been the one thing, and for me personally, it's keeping a list of those people and constantly reminding them right before the election that they need to get to the polls. Because I think most of the time, the support's there. And, you know, I'm also one of those believers that there's people that are not going to support it. They're going to say no. We're not going to change their mind at this point. It's making sure that our supporters are going to the polls. You know, it's obviously sad. You read that article in the Trading Post recently in Ward 2. They only had, like, what?
188 people.
10% of their...
Not even.
Not even go out to vote.
Spend $13,000 on an election, yeah.
Well,
so it's just getting.
I think that's a benefit this year. Yeah, I mean.
And the fact that it's a March 15th date makes it even more difficult to getting people out.
Right.
Which is why we really have to have a lot of communication and emphasizing how important this is.
When does Ohio vote on the presidential stuff? Though that, what month is that? Is that March?
It's November.
No, I'm talking about
the primary.
When is that?
The next election is.
Yeah.
Is that the primary?
Okay, so that'll be a good turnout then.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all those crazies.
Maybe.
Yeah. So there should be a good turnout then.
The
I was voting today.
Access to is the Norton City Schools Excellence Board keeping Facebook pages not maintained by the school district. It's actually maintained by the the levy committee, which was for the bond levy, most recently we've been posting pictures on there. We can certainly utilize that. I think really it's going to come down to, like Jennifer's saying, we need to probably sit down with whoever the figurehead is and come up with bullet points on what things to promote. I mean, obviously the fact that the state's cut money is extremely critical at this point. And then in addition to that, I just think talking about all the unfunded state mandated stuff that they continue to throw at us is important to stress to people too, because it's not like we're not cautious in how we spend our money. You know, they reference cuts that have been taking place. They can tell you as a teacher and a former president of our teachers union, we've taken a lot of concessions on healthcare and even have taken wage freezes and step freezes to help with that stuff in the last 5 years. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this Friday night at 6:00, let's go over that again. That's not going to be the community night, correct? Or is that going to be something separate?
No, that's the basketball, but okay. I think we should have a flyer to hand out before that game.
I think it is actually community night.
Oh, it is community night? I'm sorry.
The way it was presented Saturday morning was, surprise, it's youth night. Surprise, it's also community night, so get there early.
Well, could we go there with like a clipboard and talk to people and get addresses for sign locations, all
yeah.
of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should, because like, does the Norton After Prom have their baskets to sell and everything like they need
well,
to do?
Well, you know, they have their dance. Well, I was just thinking,
no, we don't have baskets.
Together and this every...
Right, so no, I'm just saying that we had a space there that when people come in, it was like, come over here and, you know, if you want to sign, and then just sign up right here, as to not interfere with them doing their thing, because they're always right by the door, right?
Used to be. After Prom is doing the 50-50. Mm-hmm. Academic Boosters is doing the half-court shot. And then Norton Women's Club, I think, has been coming in and selling tickets on a quilt. And that's all that's really been set up. Yeah.
It's easy to have a table set up right there as people are coming in and just catching them to please come over here and, you know, sign up.
Especially if they're not collecting money then.
Right.
It couldn't be where they normally are. Mm-hmm.
Well, we could also have something to donate.
Every day you've got 45 days.
While they're there, if you want to.
Less than. So, get a list of
that kind of
community.
Is this the community night from Dr. Stokes again?
I assume that we're going to have two.
That's right. One girls and one boys, right? Maybe you should say that. Maybe you should explain that a little more. I didn't either, but if somebody else thinks they are. Do you want me to text Brian?
Well, if I may, I obviously I have that file on my computer, and I have a lot of stuff from many different campaigns, so I can easily throw together flyers because I have the templates done for a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I'd be willing to do that, just as long as I'm providing information that's necessary. So, and even if it's as short as Friday, I mean, I can make it happen.
Okay. All right. Then we just got to figure out the logistics of getting all the copies made and everything ready for handing out. I would prefer
and
not to wait till Friday.
Stephanie's texting Brian Miller, just so that everybody's aware of what we're talking about. The community night, and I talked to Brian today, and she anticipated that we have two of them, one boys and one girl, and they are going to be the nights like we had in football, where free admission for everybody, sponsored by Dr. Stokes. And so we're looking at doing potentially some other promotion of things to help our community and other communities on those nights as well. I think that's a good time to get information out. I just want to make sure that when we're talking community night, everybody's
on the same page.
Yes, and I don't know that those dates, from talking to Brian today,
I'm waiting for him to answer, yeah.
He didn't act like they were absolutely set yet, but maybe they are.
Well, there's not a lot of dates left.
Right.
Well, I'll work on the flyer with you.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about what we're going to put on it and then look at that, because we can't wait till Friday to print that.
Right. I have a really nice one from 2012 that we can use. But
okay. We'll talk about what to put on it. And we can make more than one flyer, obviously.
Right.
Different information. But I'm sure the main thing is the state has cut us, and, you know, I'm just asking what the millage is and the basis.
I still think we have to focus on, and I know the state did this, but what we were told when we did all those campaigns before was come to us more often with smaller amounts.
Yeah.
And that's still what we're doing. It was 1.9 before. Was it 4 years later? It's 2.9. It's still not a big levy. It's not a lot. It's, you know, I'm never going to stand and say it's not a lot for somebody because it, different interpretations of a lot, but that's what we've been told. And that, you know, we're trying to listen to that. So I do think we have to focus a little somewhere, say that, that this is what you guys have told us. Let's remind them that we have to come more often, but again, it's smaller amounts.
One before that was 4.9.
Mm-hmm.
And then one before that was 7.
Seven.
Well, and the other bit of information we've used from time to time is the amount of money we spend per student compared
yes.
to other districts. Yes. Because I think that's a good snapshot of how efficient we are as mm-hmm. a district and careful with taxpayers' dollars.
I don't know if this will be an issue, but I can foresee it just given the climate and what's happened around us. But with us building a new building, people often get confused with the fact that, you know, that money is specific to that building. We can't use them, and the building is a brand new, beautiful building that we can operate. That's not, that's not a valid statement.
No.
I mean, that's not how that's not how the situation comes into play.
Well, it's not valid because it's not even open.
Well,
I was going to ask you that, Mr. Dunn. Do you still have your time in the Herald that you get to have that piece in there?
We haven't done it each month, but I'm sure the Herald would publish something if I asked.
Because maybe you could do that and clarify that, because that would be a good leeway into that. And then the post that I already put on there, we're asking for your vote. You'd already put that in a headline already, so thank you for that.
Danny, the Excellence Worth Keeping Facebook page, are you the administrator?
I have administrator rights to that, yeah.
Okay.
Pat and I don't know who else does. I know that Pat and I do because we've been uploading the photos of the progress of the new high school onto that.
Okay.
I can look. It's been a long time since we set that up. I think actually we had originally set that up for the 2012 operating levy,
right.
which is where we got the Excellence Worth Keeping from. Then we just took. We probably should have named it something different, but you can't change it now.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. Hey. We have you know, like 1,200 people that see that stuff, or at least that
right.
that have liked that page. I mean, when I get the reports weekly on that, especially with the photos, the traction on that page, I mean, it reaches, I think, right around between 5 and 8,000 people every time we post something.
Okay, so you know what my next question is.
What?
Whether the two of you would keep that going with respect to the levy.
Oh, yeah.
You would up.
Because that's easy to do.
Okay.
I mean, it's a matter of pushing, especially if I have the information from the flyers.
Yeah.
I guess what it sounds like is that I'm still kind of in charge
of this. No. We just have you doing flyers in the Facebook page and, you know. But,
making phone calls.
No, it's
we're
my...
just making it easier for whoever Mr. Starling has in mind.
Right.
That's all. Thanks, Eddie.
I mean, I've done it so much that it's kind of second nature. It's just that I think the bond issue, and it happened at the busiest time of the year for me, as it is with me being active with the marching band. So I think I like fell over dead the day after the election. And I know a lot of time and energy went into that by a lot of people, and I don't mind doing this stuff. I mean, like I said, it's already there. I already have the ability to do it. I just can't be the person organizing everything.
I know,
so that's
I know.
It is really nice, I think, if you can get a community member that's doing it and
yes.
not a teacher, especially
yes.
when it's an operating levy, because I hear it all the time. Well, of course they want an operating levy. It's self-serving.
Right.
So if whoever you have in mind is not a teacher, I mean, as a figurehead, and they're willing to do it, I do think that.
You're talking about a retired teacher?
She just
is a retired attorney. She's very sharp.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is every time something like this comes up, I go to her and this is what I need you to do now.
Well, that is not.
She's retired.
Right. She retired because she has four special needs kids.
So what does that community night look like that's not Friday the basketball? What does that do?
Well, what I was envisioning was just having a day and a time where we invite the public in to talk about the levy. Mm-hmm. And for people in the community to ask questions.
Yeah, it'd be similar to, remember we had for like even the bond issue.
Yeah.
It was different because they presented images of the school and stuff, but it would be similar to those nights. We've done them in the past with just a Q&A, you know, an hour time block that you're guaranteed to go through a list of things, like presentation and have time for people to ask questions.
I think the last time we did one for an operating levy, maybe Mr. France, you may have been the only one there. There was one person that came. I was thinking it was you, which is kind of sad because nobody wanted to hear anything. But again, that when it came to the operating levy, they were not well attended. The bond issue ones.
In conjunction with the board meeting too.
Right,
we could. Anyway, but
we could start
early.
That's what we did.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Yeah, people can ask questions.
It's hard for people to come out, yeah.
But since we started 7:30 to an hour earlier.
Yeah.
That's what we did that time.
That would be
our next full board meeting, 22nd, because of President's
right.
Day. It would be February 22nd.
That allows for everybody's schedule.
Which gives us a little over 2 weeks before March 15th. The other things that I had on my list were door-to-door and a paper drop.
Could we do that in conjunction with the fire levy? The paper drop?
Promote their levy with ours?
No, I'm just saying the paper drop.
Are they doing a paper drop?
I would assume. I mean, we could try to talk to them.
Who's in charge of that?
They just formed theirs. Try to reach out maybe to them. Did you go to their meeting, Kevin?
No, I didn't.
No,
I don't know anything about it.
Maybe try to reach out. I know that they just formed theirs.
Yeah, that would be worth it because then you
save on fuel.
Yeah, you don't have people going around the city twice.
And crisscrossing.
Yeah.
Maybe try to reach out
except
to them.
Franklin, we would have to cover New Franklin by ourselves. Oh. But then the rest of you. Yeah, that Rob.
I could.
Well, believe me, you know what? I know New Franklin.
I could.
I never used to know it, but I know now. Well,
I can cover it, trust me.
There's a lot more roads out there than what you think.
Yeah, we can do it.
There's a lot more roads out there than you realize.
I know.
I live out in the sticks.
Well, then, I mean, if that's something that we're going to do, I guess we might as well get a date, a weekend of when we want to do this. The more we can get planned out tonight, the better off we're going to be.
Well, it would be the weekend of March 12th and 13th because you do it right before. Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it the 15th? That's interesting. Isn't it usually the second?
They had to put it backwards. I can't remember why. There was a reason when they did the legislation for it because they did a whole thing on it.
Okay.
And I'd be more than happy to do Friday at the game, whatever we have. I mean, for the list, you know, sign up. And I was going to make mention, is it worth having something to see? I know we're asking for sign locations and promoting it, but maybe a good idea to have something like, will you donate too? I mean,
yeah.
They're getting in for free. Donate your ticket money.
Ticket
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you know, just something to say and say, hey, can we...
The only thing about that, and I agree completely, but that's the other piece that I mentioned.
Right. I know that. How would it conflict with?
Well, and I think that there's going to be some promotions to donate for other things as well. I mean, not that we can't do that, but
we still can. We still do it. I mean, if we get $200, we get $200. I mean. Since we're getting that Norton people there, mostly parents, grandparents, or whatever.
Write it all down and record it.
Yeah.
I mean, she was just asking about cash donations. And
Oh, yeah.
Write it all
you
down and
have,
record
you
it.
You have to do those reports just
name
like
the
address. Yeah.
Yes. Those are a pain.
Is Lisa still the...
Yeah.
Yes.
Poor Lisa. Yeah. I don't know if we want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent her.
Yeah. She's I mean, from talking to her when she took it on, she said she'll continue to do it until it just becomes unmanageable for her.
She is
a CPA, so she was able to clean up our books and make sure everything's current and everything with laws. So she's had it since the bond issues when she took it.
Yeah. What we're talking about is when you take like cash donations and stuff, it makes it a little bit trickier when you have people just throwing money in a...
Right.
Just get their name and address.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I know. So I said, a little right. trickier, you know, getting people's name, you know, like, when they throw up, you
and
know,
the 50 cents.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody can, yeah, it's a matter of being tracked and donated. This is what
I just don't
know. You know, I understand, but then who would we give money to?
Oh, to Lisa. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we can get a list or what I'm willing to help, however, just to make cover Friday, okay. And door to door if I need to, whatever.
As far as the paper drop, I mean, if we can't do it with a fire, we could divvy that up between us and do it.
That was just a suggestion. Yeah. I mean, just to save fuel.
Yeah.
And
if they're, So
flyer we have accomplished, right? Or
yep.
we're working on.
Yes.
And for Friday.
For Friday.
Cindy's gonna order the signs. Angie's gonna work. I mean, I think everybody should be talking to people getting sign locations.
Right.
And then we can funnel that to Angie.
Okay. Do we want to make up? Point of contact before Angie, like
just get it to Angie.
So 50 different emails to you, and you're gonna be okay with that.
As long as you put in the subject, you know what I mean?
Okay,
because,
right.
Because if I don't know you, then I might
sure.
Understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put in the subject.
Okay. She did it before. She's
okay.
Really good.
I was just trying to make it easier.
Okay. She got it down.
I think the pressing thing right now will be the flyers.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. What are we missing?
The committee chair.
Right. That's a work in progress.
I mean, outside of Angie doing the signs and Denny doing the flyers, is there anybody else that we would need? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you probably don't want a group of 10 people, but...
No, the other thing I was thinking was meetings of community, you know, the parent group meetings and having a representative taking 5 to 10 minutes to talk before, like PBABC, Athletic Boosters, do they have a meeting between now and then?
That is PPABC.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
PAC.
Yeah.
I can have 5 of us.
Yeah.
And I
think we
are 2 of them. So we're good on that. We'll contact you at 3.
And when you mentioned that earlier, I did make a note to contact building administrators, get that schedule, and then when I have the schedule, those means I can share it with the board and we can just sign up for whatever ones.
I think PPABC is next Monday.
Nice.
And
I thought it was moved to next Monday. That's what I was told.
The other thing
because Todd and
there,
somebody are working at a game.
The other thing we probably should do there, and we can work off the flyer, is we need to make sure we all have the same talking points.
Yes, I agree.
So we have the same
bulletin.
Toward the end, we need to do
an
alert now.
Yes.
Are you going to the primary meeting?
I am.
You want to talk about it there?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going down there to rally the troops.
Can you get some sign locations?
Funny, my wife doesn't get those emails
volunteers?
Anymore. She was on that committee.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who does that. Sydney's babysitting there. That's the only reason I know they have one.
Thank you. Mr. Dunn, do you think you would have that list like by the end of the week?
I would hope so. Since it's Monday, I would think we could do that. If you were off the close.
Yeah, right now the music producers I don't meet next Monday. Okay.
What time is that?
They usually meet at 7:30 upstairs in the music room.
Money.
The
That's money.
I'm sorry, I focused on that.
Money, money.
When is the winter sports banquet?
I don't know that it's
It's not.
It's not before.
It'd be April.
Yeah.
It'd be April?
Yeah.
Well, because the basketball, like state tournaments, wrestling's the first weekend of March, and then girls' basketball's the second, and then boys' basketball. So they don't do anything until those are done. Just in case we'd happen to be there.
Yeah.
You know, Jennifer, have we ever sent home flyers with kids, like in their backpacks and stuff?
We have.
But things.
Maybe we should do that too.
But there was a reason why we did not do that.
Could that be a?
We've been hesitant on it because if there's an opposition, then we have to send. We have to allow them to send them home too.
In the school.
Do they burn alcohol?
And the same thing with that. We can do that, but then.
It upsets people.
You have to allow opposition. One thing you can do is just say, remember to vote, because that isn't anything.
That's kind of what it does.
We really probably shouldn't use the alert now.
Because we pay for it.
Other than notify people. Reminder.
Yeah, that's what,
We don't use it to encourage people to vote. No. Yes. Right. We just send it out as a reminder.
Reminder to go to polls. Yes, we've never.
And we can put signs on the property.
No.
You can put them on.
No.
Well, we can. Again, you just have to allow the opposition. Yeah. We have.
Yeah.
Well, I think for the bond issue, I think we.
They were.
I think we lined the street.
We did the date. Actually, we did.
And we had the teachers
bond,
out there.
We put the ones, the Norton Pride ones out.
Yeah, they weren't the bond issue.
I don't even know where those were at.
Wasn't that when the teachers were standing out holding signs and.
That might have been part of that, but I do remember they were the black ones with the red N on it that said Norton Pride and had like. But I don't believe that's it.
Okay.
Anything from the administration? Any suggestions?
I can help distribute signs. Oh, you can help with anything?
Signs, whatever. I can also use the flyer on my page, just to vote, just reminder to vote. Well, that's a lot of our biggest problems, getting people. You know, a lot of people, yes, we support you, oh, I forgot to go vote, you know, that's what we need is just to get them to the polls, so that's plus, there'll be other things on there too. You know, fire renewal's important, and obviously we're doing the presidential thing. That's, I don't know how important that is.
Yeah,
point.
I would assume it'll be.
I think it's pretty important. I've seen those debates.
Yeah,
it's a no-win.
So,
least damage.
For the immediate, Cindy, should I get with you then about Friday, getting flyers or grabbing? I mean, I just want to make sure we're covered Friday. So, do you want to communicate?
Well, I'll make sure you get them.
Okay.
We'll have to have a table up here. We'll have to Ryan or something. I don't know who does that. Stick a table out. We'll put some of these things.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking of. Maybe a stand-up board with these on them and some facts. You know, basically what you just said here tonight, Stephanie, maybe like in big bold so that it draws attention to the table.
On a whiteboard.
Yeah, on a whiteboard. That's kind of what I was.
Okay. Norton After Prom is sponsoring a father-daughter dance on Saturday night, too, at the middle school. We have over about 240 kids coming.
Go to those events. Because Cornerstone is going to have a carnival on the 4th of March at the middle school. So, right, I mean, there's just, if we all just point out our couple things that we're involved in and what's going on with their nights and cover those, that's a lot of people to talk.
I mean, I don't think we want to hit it too hard, but I don't see why, if you wanted to do a flyer with a piece of candy or something that you could send home with each of the girls. Because it's not coming from the school, that would be coming from the levy committee through Norton After Prom.
How many girls are coming?
I think we're up to 230 or 235.
Wow.
Who's in charge of that we would need to talk to?
Jen.
Just you?
Me, Kelly, Lisa Snyder.
Emailed you, the dates of things are going on. Could you compile a calendar?
Absolutely.
Jenny Lester's doing a lot.
I'm just trying to get somebody else to make.
Yeah.
So if we send all these dates to Lewis, then he can.
Of the events. I can put them in order. Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
I just think it's just easier to send it to one person.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking with the signs, would it, but...
But have her do signs and then...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send them to me and I'll put a list together and...
Or then have a spot for people to sign up.
Yeah.
To work it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm already gonna be at the, I'm gonna be at the Cornerstone Carnival, but I can't work for the levy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if there's no one that you know to work, I mean, Eric, you know you're gonna work, at least tell him that, so he knows.
Right.
Okay, here's gas where we're having an event, but we don't know if there's anybody that's gonna be able to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that the primary people maybe help out stronger that night, that it's a Cornerstone event, vice versa. Grill, whatever they may want to do.
Be more than happy to do that.
Thank you.
And if I run into issues, I mean, I can call and find out who's in charge of that event. No, not yeah, not that, but find out who's in charge of that event to see who I could reach out to. But
when I send some stuff out like that, I'll just carbon copy it to you in the email. That way you'll get it as soon as I get it as well.
Okay, perfect.
Is there anything else?
I'm willing to help out anything as long as I have enough time to kind of, not that I'm any busier than anybody else, but if it is a primary event and I can, I'm pretty flexible for something that I could probably get there. So, as long as I have a flyer and something to go off of.
When should we meet again?
We have to meet as a whole.
Next week's committee of the whole, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not discuss it? I mean,
you can report out.
We just discuss
during the committee of the whole. That's fine. Okay. So that would be the 8th, and we'd have the board meeting on the 22nd.
So that's 3 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm.
No, well, skip
there's a week
one.
In between.
Yeah,
President's Day.
And then we'd have...
Well, I think next week, if you did it next week, it would just be more of an update on where we're at with stuff, because I think we've handled a lot tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, more than... some other...
more than normal.
The past, one night.
Yeah. So we can have at least an update next week and see...
See what all
needs covered. Even next week, we can have an update from the game, or you know, Friday night more sign event. Locations,
the event list.
Yeah, event list. If I can get as many people to give me the event list, we'll have that to cover, and maybe I don't know. There's plenty of people that show up to our meetings now, so you never know. You may have somebody come up afterwards and say, "Oh, I can do that event or whatever."
Yeah, we'll just add that to the agenda.
Yeah.
Money. Who do we give money to?
It goes to the North
P.O. Box.
The address that's on here?
Yeah, 1323.
So this P.O. Box?
Mm-hmm. Which P.O. Box? Is it 1323?
Yeah.
That's what we had on the signs we had last time. Because I know it changed.
Yes. Or do you want to see?
It did, but that's like a different.
No, it's 1323. Bond issue is correct. So whatever we have.
That's what we pulled it from when we did the bond issue. Yeah.
Yeah, because it did change in there one time.
Yeah, in 2013, it was. That's the last one that we did was 1323.
Any idea of what we had to raise to cover expenses?
Last time.
Yeah.
But the bond issue was a little different because it was.
What about an operating? Yeah. What about the last operating?
We had a different treasurer back then, so I don't, I mean, Lisa probably has records, but for her to dig them up, I don't know how easily accessible that is. I mean, ballpark, probably like between $2,000 and $3,000 to cover like signs, printing of materials. But that, I mean, that's even probably on the high end.
That's high, yeah. Probably $1,500.
Because we spent a ton on the bond issue, but I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
It just depends what kind of prices we can get.
And I gotta see this one. Okay. Sorry, one last thing. Any big, like, business that we can I know it's Norton, but I mean that we can go to and maybe visit. Obviously, they know it's coming, but that maybe has always been a... Anybody know?
We have sent out letters in the past to the vendors that we use. Don't get a good response from them.
Unfortunately.
Great.
You know, there's a few that are consistent, because I would have Heather send me the list.
Are hit up a lot with, you know, our booster clubs and our yearbook and like the stuff within the school that by the time we come out with something like this, it's, they're tapped out, you know?
Yeah.
And I know I've said this in the past, and we kind of let it drop because we get past an issue and it's like, that's over. Now let's move on. Is I know there's a lot of other school districts that have a levy committee that just operates all the time. I know Green Schools do it. They have a spaghetti dinner. Mm-hmm. It's one, I think it's a football game and it's against whatever, if it's their first home or whatever it is, they have a spaghetti dinner and all the proceeds go to the levy committee. They just do it every year, whether they have a levy or not. And it just,
that's a great idea.
You know, it's a nice base that just keeps accumulating. You know, it's not a bad idea to start thinking of that, but then we get, and we do all this, and then you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
No, but I like that.
Something to think about, yeah.
You know, one or maybe two annual things that you do whether you need it or not.
Right.
And then, like she said, everybody knows it's coming. It's a rival game.
Kevin can make the spaghetti.
Grown. What's that?
Kevin Starling can make the spaghetti.
Does he cook spaghetti?
Since he's not here, he can do it.
He's getting volunteered for everything.
See, when you don't come, you volunteer.
But that's something for people to keep in mind if we can come up with something.
I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Because we always just do it when we need it, and then you're scrambling and you're doing everything else and you're trying to get money. Here, give me money so now I can ask you to raise your taxes.
Yeah, it's never pleasant. All right, any further discussion?
No. I just got to execute on what we have and work hard.
Yeah, thanks to everybody. That was a good plan, good execution, and thank you everyone for coming and your input. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.